flopping the hog. Yep. You call it feeding the
right.
hog.
Never fed the hog.
Feeding the hog. So you got to slop the hog.
Right. Did you ever keep any thick, sour milk on hand to use for anything?
Oh yes. We used that for making bread.
Did you call it, what did you call it? Do you have a special
buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
Uh-huh. We called it buttermilk. Mm-hmm. That's what we made all of our bread with, buttermilk. And I just used the sweet milk for cakes.
Mm-hmm. But this was a special kind of milk that it had soured and gotten real thick?
Well, you see, we would put it in a churn and let it clobber.
Mm-hmm.
And then we churned it with an old-fashioned dash. And, you know, the cream would be on top of this clobber. It had a clobber as firm in the bottom. Mm-hmm. That cream was on top. That cream would be the butter, and the bottom would be the buttermilk. That's fresh buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was good the second day, too.
Did you make anything out of that clobber? Ever make anything out of it?
Well, nothing but bread.
Nothing but bread.
Nothing but bread.
Did you make any kind of cheese or anything out of it?
No, we didn't. Uh-uh.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after you milk the cow?
Well, you have to strain it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in. We didn't have a refrigerator, as I said, or an ice pop. Later on, we did, get an ice pop. But we draw water out of the well, cool water. And we had a tub just of freshness that we set these churn. Now, we had real large pitchers, too. We tie them with a cloth, tie a cloth around the churns. And we put that milk as soon as we got it strained. If it was warm weather, we put it in a tub of cool water.
Mm-hmm.
And we change that water about 3 times a day. And we didn't have ice cold milk, not even cold milk. We just had cool milk.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way we had, my grandmother, she had a real old fashioned, what she called a milk can that had a lid on it. And it was a real long something. And she put it down in the well. She had an extra pulley in a row other than what we draw the water with. Had a pulley and a bucket to draw the water. But we really enjoyed those milk cans. They looked more or less like an old-fashioned ice cream freezer
mm-hmm.
can. You
yeah.
make ice cream out mm-hmm. of, you know, the crank
yeah.
freezer. Well, the can looked more or less like that. The lid fit real tight.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was the coolest milk we had.
Mm-hmm.
And the milk that we were going to drink, and usually we put it in the milk can and send it down in the well and
mm-hmm.
let it stay all day. We didn't let it go down as far as the water. But you can't imagine how cool the milk would be though that, you know, that was keeping well. And my cousin and me once, we had a lot of fun. We decided we'd put a cat in there.
You're telling on yourself now.
It's a real hot day. We were just playing, and his mother, we was in his house. If my grandmother knew that I put a cat in her milk can, it'd been too bad for me. And his mother would have been the same way by him.